Our gospel reading today, it immediately follows the familiar parable of the sower. I think we all remember that one. That's the one where the sower sees the seeds in different types of ground. So some seed falls in a path where it's trampled, some on rocky ground where it then withers, and some among thorns where it is choked. And then, of course, you have some good seed that falls on good soil, and it produces fruit 100-fold. So the seeds in that parable represent the word of God, the gospel. And then our response to hearing the word of God is the soil. And so how we respond corresponds to the soil that we have. Now, when you think about this, it really is sort of an internal response. How do I personally respond to the gospel? And you have your soil then based on that. Then immediately following this parable, Jesus follows up with a smaller parable with the lamp. Again, the lamp is a symbol of the word of God, that the word of God is not meant to be hidden, but should be proclaimed to all, just as a lamp's light is shared for all to see. To not share the gospel message would be just as ridiculous as hiding a lit lamp. Again, this parable points out the word of God and how we are to respond to it. But this time, he is promoting an external response. That we are not only to let the word of God, change us and change our hearts, but also to proclaim it to change the hearts of others as well through our proclamation. We then become the light of Christ to others. We become the lamp. So both responses from the seed and the lamp, internal and external, they are both necessary. They're both needed to be disciples of Jesus Christ. We must change our hearts and then go out and change the hearts of others. Then Jesus follows these two parables with a line. It seems like a simple line that is easy to miss if you're just reading through the Gospels. But I think it is very important. He says, "Take care then how you hear." It's advice for all of us then. It's something we should all take to heart and answer ourselves. How do I hear the word of God? How much care do I put in hearing the word of God? When the gospel is proclaimed to the mass, or when you read it on your own, do you hear the words that our Savior is saying? Do you meditate upon the word of God and then apply it to your life with others? Because the word of God, the gospel message, is a living word. Jesus speaks to us today just as he spoke to his disciples and his crowds 2,000 years ago. But do we always pay attention? Do we always listen to what Jesus is telling us? Do we nurture the seed, or do we let it die? Do we then shine the lamp, or do we hide it? We all hear the same gospel, but it is the care that we put into it that makes the difference. The difference between disciples of Jesus and those who just go through the motions. Take care then how you hear. The proclamation of the gospel is the high point of the liturgy of the word in the Mass. And we do things to point that out. We stand, right? The book of Gospels on Sundays is processed with candles, is read by a deacon or a priest. We do things for the gospel reading. They set it apart from the previous readings to make it special, to make it different. Why? Because the church heeds her own words, the own words of Christ, to take care, to emphasize to all those that are present in the Mass that they should take care of the gospel as well. To those who do, the more will be given. But to those who do not nurture and then care for the word of God in their hearts and towards others, they will lose everything.